Good morning. High pressure continues to build in behind the cold front that brought rain for most of the region yesterday. As the high builds in, we'll see mostly sunny skies for this Thanksgiving holiday, although a cooler and northwest wind flow will keep temperatures in the middle and upper 30s on average. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and in a associated front will head our way by the end of the day with increasing high and mid-level clouds for most of the region, although it will stay dry. In fact, as that front approaches and moves through tonight, we'll expect dry weather despite mostly cloudy skies, and low temperatures will be back into the upper 20s to around 30. As we get into the day Friday, we'll look for more sunshine mixed with clouds and temperatures bumping back up to the mid-40s with the same high pressure center in control. A deeper storm system will head through the Great Lakes for the weekend. As a result, temperatures on Saturday will push into the mid-40s with scattered rain showers as the front passes by. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. Behind the front, a breezy, cooler day with a few rain and snow showers, otherwise partly sunny, and highs back into the upper 30s. Another system will approach by the beginning of next week. Monday, with that storm system out toward the Great Lakes, we'll see highs push into the upper 40s, and an increasing southwest wind ahead of the system on Tuesday will push it into the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds. This system, though, again, like its predecessors, will be moisture-starved, and with very little moisture on the backside of the front, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the mid-40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a surface low currently in the eastern Gulf of Mexico will move across the northern Florida Peninsula today. Showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall, will accompany this system during the Thanksgiving holiday and into tomorrow across the northern and central peninsula. The weather should dry out by the weekend as the low moves farther north and east into the western Atlantic and high pressure takes over. Meanwhile, it also looks like a wet holiday for those across the northwest, as a cold front crossing the region will bring rain and mountain snow to places from the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies. Localized heavy rainfall and flooding will be possible across portions of northwest Washington today, but farther east, limited moisture availability will mean the activity should be more scattered and light to moderate in intensity. And across the northern and central plains, temperatures ahead of another front will be very warm, with afternoon highs today and tomorrow as much as 20 to 35 degrees above normal. At Mount Washington, 130 miles visibility this morning under mostly clear skies and 9 degrees, with a northwest wind at 58 and gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 20, 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Anaheim, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 46 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 40, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.78 for the month, which is still 1.64 inches below normal. And 38.11 inches for the year, which is 2.56 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 72, set in 1931. And the record low, 5, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m. 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Saturday with scattered rain showers mid 40s. Partly sunny, breezy, cooler Sunday with a few rain and snow showers upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds upper 40s Monday. Mid 50s with a mix of sun and clouds and a strong south wind Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds and cooler on Wednesday with highs back to the mid-40s. Have a happy Thanksgiving. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.